Future of Work, episode number 37. I'm your host, Lim Hayati. Our guest today is Director of DTEC, Dubai Technology Entrepreneur Center. DTEC is the Middle East hub for 700 tech startups, incubators, labs, and accelerators. Let's hear more from Hans Henrik Christensen.
Thank you so much for joining Remote Office today, Hans. I'm happy bringing your story to our listeners. Tell us about your previous background when you joined DTEC, Dubai Technology Entrepreneur Center.
Yeah, so basically, my career has been a mixed career where I have been working for large corporations or setting up startups. So I started working for a company called Hilti, which was in construction. And after 2 years, I moved to South America to start my own startup, which was in the same space as Reuters Thomson is today, competing head-on with Reuters. So I did that a couple of years. That was a pure startup, and changed from that idea to run a mineral water factory. So I've done manufacturing and I've done financial services. Later on, I set up and ran the only incubator for Siemens ICN, which was incidentally the reason why I got the job where I am today. Then after Siemens, I joined one of the startups that I was incubating as their CEO, and we founded Gardera Software, which I ran a couple of years as well, and it was sold to NSN. Then after that was about 8 years of starting startups, I joined Macquarie Investment Bank and Deutsche Leasing, which is in financial services. Then I got the opportunity to shift gear again and start an incubator here in Dubai called Silicon Oasis Founders, which I then founded. Silicon Oasis Founders was a small incubator that we started with funding from Dubai Silicon Oasis. Then we wanted to expand on that, and now it has turned into a very large hub with 800 plus tech startups, and we have accelerators, events, learning, ventures, investment capability, and labs, accelerators I mentioned already. So we have a 7-8 pillar strategy where we are supporting entrepreneurs in many different aspects, with funds, with learning new things, with hooking up with large corporations and things like that.
Speaking of helping business entrepreneur, you might be familiar with Future of Work movement. How about the role of the tech to address the future of work challenge to helping entrepreneurs?
So we are definitely riding the wave of the trend in the market where people want to start their own thing. They want to be a freelancer, or they want to have their own company, they want to do work for perhaps large corporations, but they don't want to be employed by the large corporation. So just as WeWork, which is a very large co-working space in the world, we are riding that wave here, and we see there's more and more companies more and more individuals who wants to work in a co-working space.
Speaking of co-working space, how about the landscape in Dubai?
So we're right now by far the largest co-working space. We're about 5-6 times larger than the second largest space. We think, and we are actually adding a lot of square meter to our space. So we think we're in Dubai, we're definitely going to remain the largest for the next 5 years. But we know that there would be a lot of competition, and that's good. because they I think they should have alternatives. And we see that the prices remain steady anyway. So it's not like there's a pressure, downward pressure on price.
Like 300 per month.
We actually have it per year. Oh. We actually currently still have a per year, what's it called, price. And that has something to do with that if you want to live in Dubai, you need to have a lease. And with the lease, you can get a license. With the license, you can get a company establishment card. With a company establishment card, you can get a license. You can get a visa.
If the member join the tech, could join incubator also. So how about the smart city development?
Yeah, so that's an accelerator. The smart city accelerator is focused on the smart city space. Yes, you can join in as much as you can send an application, and then there will be a selection. So it's actually quite hard to get in. We got the first for the first cohort of 10, we had 1,000 applications. So it's about one in 100 that gets in. To be quite
honest, but you support
it's quite
entrepreneurs
hard.
Joining the incubator.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we are actually a group of investors who have come together to fund the accelerator, which is run by Startup Bootcamp, which you might have heard of. They're in Singapore. They're in. They're all around the world. They're very, very good at what they're doing. So we have said we don't want to do our own incubator anymore because we feel that a company like Startup Bootcamp can do it much better than us and has a much, much larger footprint and network to investors and mentors than we have. Our strategy has proven very fruitful. We feel that the first cohort we have on board there is very, very strong, very strong set of startups. So we support the startups with giving them subsidized pricing to come in and establish their company in our co-working space, and simply facilitating that there is a space like this one. And then, of course, they have the opportunity to apply for acceleration. And we are building more accelerators as we speak. We think we will have probably maybe around five-ish accelerators in the next 3 years, I think.
So you have infrastructure, workshop space for the entrepreneur use for creating their smart device or IoT projects?
Yeah. So so it's actually quite broad. Smart city is quite broad. It actually deals with IoT, AI, VR, AR, blockchain. It could be any smart infrastructure, smart software to infrastructure software, BMS software. We are building a smart city within our free zone. That is called Silicon Park, and that's a $300 million project which we are implementing right now, and that will add some 150,000 square meter of residential, commercial, retail, and space to our free zone, which is under our management. And to keep this Silicon Park current or smart, you would need a continuous flow of new products and services flowing into this project. So, and that's one of the reasons and motivations for us creating the smart city accelerator in the first place. The next accelerators we are looking at would probably be maybe in retail, maybe in fintech, and so on.
So the community should be all residents of Dubai. like the traveler, like digital nomad, couldn't come in and use the space?
No, as a matter of fact, I mean, yes.
Because you're right. You said about license and everything.
Yeah, so right now we are completely packed. We are completely full. But we are investigating a model where you can just get a membership.
Yeah.
For those who come in and out of Dubai who are not residents and they just need a place to work for about a month at a time. Like yourself, maybe, if you wanted to come to Dubai and you need a place to work, a cool place where there's a lot of entrepreneurs. So, we're looking at formalizing that relationship right now.
But then it's still in planning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it will probably happen over the next weeks, to be quite honest.
Oh.
Because it has been addressed several times we also get tons of delegations. We get tons of people traveling in and out of Dubai and, you know, they come and visit us. Maybe occasionally once sit here 1 or 2 days and things like that. We don't say no to that. Yeah. It's more if they want to sit there a little longer and use all the facilities, then we do have just about any facility that you need, all from printing, Wi-Fi, meeting rooms, eating facilities, everything. So then we would ask them for some money to use the facilities. But we want to formalize it so that you can get, let's say, a couple of days or 1 week, 1 month, and so on.
Besides word of mouth, what's your marketing strategy to get more members?
To be quite honest, we have 70 different nationalities here, and they have simply come organically. We have grown at a phenomenally steady rate for 3 years now, without us even needing to do a lot of advertising. Obviously,
because
I think it's a little bit like a good
government restaurant.
I don't know. Maybe perhaps that's why. But it's a little bit like a good restaurant where. Word of mouth, and we actually have some data that indicates that people come through word of mouth. Other people have spoken nicely about us, and therefore their friends and their friends and their friends' friends are coming to us to set up their business.
How about your vision of the tech in 5 until 10 years?
Well, obviously, we need to grow because we're full and we want to branch out so that we make the proposition of why you're coming to DTech stronger and stronger. And that was what I alluded to when I said we have a 7-8 pillar strategy where we offer different things to like a whole palette of different opportunities to the tenant, either funding, events, learning, labs, and acceleration. And we offer that to as many, to as big as a percentage of the our populace here as possible. That makes the whole proposition of why we're here or why they should come to us much stronger than if it's just a co-working space. We don't, or an accelerator for that sake. We think just going to an accelerator or just going to a co-working space or just going to an event is not really something very sustainable. I think you need all the ingredients that I mentioned to make a co-working space a dynamic, sustainable business proposition for the operator and also make it palatable for the tenants.
Speaking of event, what kind of event that you usually do in the tech?
So we have 100 plus events per year. So basically every week we have 2 or 3 events. We do some technology events. We call them Tech Forum. That's 3 medium-sized events with 100, 150 people where we either talk about AI or blockchain, any important subject which is current in the market. Then we have our signature event where we attract some 600 plus people, which is called Entrepreneur Day, which is both a competition, workshops and meetups, networking, and you can also exhibit your adventures. And then we have tons of workshops on all different kinds of subjects. And we have a lot of networking events where we just do a grill or serve some food. Some people can mingle and just meet up. And we do tons of events so that people have a lot of opportunity to meet other fellow startups, get to know them over some food, or meet some investors, or meet some service providers, either accountants or lawyers and whatever it is that you need.
Thank you so much for your time, Hans. I think our listeners could get benefit from it.
It was great conversation from Hans. You can follow him and learn more about DTech on Twitter at DTech_DSO. Likewise, you can also follow us at Remote Office Co. Stay tuned for the next episode with Running Remote Conference.